Now, more than £40,000 has been invested in keeping children in Herefordshire engaged in their natural environment. The Nature Trust want to make sure youngsters learn about what's living on their doorstep, particularly focusing on pond life. It's hoped that by educating our young people, we can help protect ponds and the creatures that live in and around them for future generations. Julie Tyler is back at school, dipping in the pond this morning, Jules.
You are. This is ideal for me, but a bit chilly this morning here in Ashburton. But what we're coming out with in this pond this morning is very exciting. We've already got a great crested newt, and Nigel Hans is with me, who's a herpetologist, has told me that, I've got these in my pond. I'm not telling him where I live, though, or he'll cordon it all off. We've got skaters, we've got dragonflies when the sun comes out, and all sorts of things. And the kids are here, all very excited. Good morning to you all.
Morning.
And they've got up early for us. They're good boys and girls. But let's talk to Nigel first. You're from sort of Herefordshire Nature Trust for this particular project. What's it all about?
It's basically a sort of mapping and education project. It's an 18-month project going into next year. And we're going around the county, the northeast part of the county, from Colwall through to Bromyard and Brockhampton, looking at ponds, teaching people about ponds, and there is an educational element going into schools as well.
Okay, what's so special about ponds then?
Well, we've lost a decent amount of ponds, obviously through farming, people changing the landscape, filling them in, and we're keen to sort of readdress that balance, look at how many are left, and possibly try and resurrect some ponds.
Okay, let's give my mate Tyler that big net. Here you go. Yeah. And see if you can catch me another one of those whopping great newts while we're chatting. Let's have a word with Elise, who's with us this morning. It's a bit chilly. You needed to put a few more clothes on, I think.
Yes.
Tell me what you like about this project.
I like it because sometimes with our classes and Eco Club, we get to come down here and see the newts. And it's really cool to see them.
Yeah, and if we look in the tray that already I've collected this morning with Nigel, I might have to join the school team here. Yeah. What have we got?
We've got some young newts here. There must be about 10 baby smooth and palmate newts. We've got a baby great crested.
They're only a couple of centimetres long. They're great.
It's a good reflection of the fact that ponds have had water in at the moment.
What have we got in the net, Tyler?
A few newts.
Baby newts. She's called them
the baby great crested newt there, look. You're inundated. And I tell you what, there's some building work going on here. Don't they usually put a stop to that?
Yes, they do actually, but we've actually maintained the area and cordoned it off so that newts are protected. And we've actually put new ponds in as well, so fantastic.
It's all happening here at Ashburton Primary. Say, you've got £40,000 to spend on this project. What's it all going on?
Well, we've had £40,000 from the Heritage Lottery, and we've had some money from the Cargill as well in Hereford. It's going on all this and educational. We're going to do a school pack for all the schools to sort of learn about ponds. We're going to do mapping of the area, sort of map the old and new ponds, and basically get people out trained and going out looking at ponds.
We're lucky here in this county, in Herefordshire and indeed in Worcestershire, because we are still quite rural. But for kids moving in from the city, this is just putting them back in touch, I guess, with nature.
Totally. I went into a school in an urban area and I walked into the car park. And we had some frog spawn in a tank, and a couple of children came to me. Hey, mister, what's the jelly in the tank? And it's frog spawn. They didn't know that, So there are areas in the country where kids really don't understand or know about it. We all learned about the life cycle of things from tadpoles, didn't we, as kids? So.
Okay, well, back alongside the pond, we've got Sam. Where's Sam? Oh, there you are. Look, get that net off Tyler and see if you can catch me. Oh, no, we've got more newts, something else. Okay, so come back to us.
What you got, Jules? What's there?
Oh, it looks like a small crocodile.
Make it snappy and all the rest of it. I'll leave you with the kids and with Nigel at Ashburton Primary, the academy school there. That is the best school lesson. I don't care what you say, you can do whatever you like with maths and English and all the rest of it. Pond dipping is still the most exciting lesson.
Ooh, Jenny likes spawn, sir. Ooh.